Glycolysis happens in the cytoplasm, which isn't in the mitochondria, just outside of it, in the liquid that surrounds everything inside of the cellular membrane. Glycolysis produces 2-ATP, and fermentation allows glycolysis to keep going, and it does not need oxygen, meaning it's an anaerobic process. There are two types of fermentation that occur. There's alcoholic fermentation and lactic acid fermentation. Alcoholic fermentation occurs in organisms like yeast and plants, in which ethanol is produced. So it's a type of alcohol which allows them to continue what they were doing. And lactic acid fermentation occurs a lot in humans, specifically our muscle cells. When we exercise, we feel that burn, and that's the lactic acid fermentation happening. So we can make more and more ATP. So, as you can probably infer, muscle cells work pretty hard and need a lot of energy to be our muscle cells. Krebs cycles next. Oh, I forgot. Glycolysis splits the glucose into two pyruvates. It's like you take a pie, which is the glucose, and glycolysis cuts it in half. So we have two pyruvates, or two pie halves. And then next is the Krebs cycle. It happens in a mitochondrial matrix, not the movie, and it splits the pyruvates, the two half of a pies. Again, 2-ATP is produced here as well. So the Krebs cycle takes our half pies, one half and one half, and they split it again into fourths, okay? And makes 2-ATP, so we have four already. The ETC, or electron transport chain, happens in the entire inner membrane of the mitochondria, and it produces 34 to 36 ATP. So as you can see, it produces the most ATP in the entire cycle. So this one is extremely important, and it's aerobic. So compared to fermentation or glycolysis, we can infer that aerobic respiration wakes way more ATP than anaerobic respiration.